from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
This time next week, Tazzy, Origin Game 1
is exciting.
Upon us.
It's going to be at Suncorp, a great game for Queensland. Hopefully we can get one up on the Blues. And this morning we got an invitation to the Novotel in Twin Waters, which is currently where the Maroons team are training all week. But we got invited to a media day, like a media press event.
Yeah, like proper journalists.
And we went, yes, please, we'll be there. And then went, oh, God, what have we signed ourselves up for?
Have a listen to how it went down.
Okay, we're on our way to our first press conference together as a team, Tazzy.
Are you qualified for this?
Look, I studied journalism at university. In 2013, I graduated.
Great. I'm sure nothing's changed. I've seen enough of these on the TV. Surely all we do is we put our mics in their faces and then ask some questions.
Well, I feel like there's going to be proper journos there from, like, the TV and stuff.
Are we going to have to elbow our way up to the front?
Well, I think it gets quite aggressive. Like, they kind of yell over the top of each other to make their questions heard. So I think we need to aim to try and get a question.
Okay, let's get a question out. I'd love people to tune into the statewide news and hear you go, hello, Mr. Patrick Carrigan, sir.
Do you think you're going to win next week?
And you're talking to Cherry Evans too, which is the worst part.
Have you got a question up your sleeve?
Nah.
So we're at Twin Waters.
But we're lost. Shaney, we're lost. We don't know where to go. Everybody else will know where to go.
Oh, I see a jersey. Taz, that is 100% their buffet breakfast.
Should we stop and just eat their buffet breakfast instead? Oh, we should be media personalities more often.
I believe the word is journalist, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Don't forget. We are already media personalities. We're branching into journalism.
Also, question. Mm-hmm. Can I bring, like, merchandise for them to sign? Or do we have
to? No, you fangirl.
Look who it is.
Oh, that's Reuben Cotter.
It sure is. No driving on parking on lawn.
Who are the other ones? I don't know the other ones, Taz.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, Hamiso Tabawai-Fido.
Yeah, there we go. Calm down. They can see you.
Oh, gosh. They're on e-bikes. The players are on e-bikes, Taz. I just saw Tino Fa'asu Malawi on an e-bike.
Oh, what a thrill that was, seeing Big Tino on an e-bike.
I counted 5 name drops from you in that break. Crazy scenes.
Yeah, it turns out
from
I know
a Blues
more
fan
about footy than I give myself credit for. However, that's just part one. That's just the way there.
Well, we ended up almost parking on the field and then people yelled at us to turn around. That didn't get included in the audio.
Up next, you're going to hear whether we actually got a question in
at
the presser.
This was before it got scary.
Yeah. This is before it got serious.
Before all the other journos are there and it just becomes a do-or-die, dog-eat-dog situation. We're not made for that.
We're not. Or are we? Stick around.
No, we're not.
You'll find out very soon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Radio announcers, light entertainers by day, Tazzy. But we've taken on a new role this week.
Well, have we?
We were nervous. Attempted to.
We were nervous this morning when an email came through from the Maroons team saying, hey, Ellie and Taz, we'd love you to be at the media day. We're doing something down at Twin Waters this morning. Mm-hmm. Come and be a part of it. Interview some of the players.
Yep.
We went, yeah, great. Not saying no to that. Thank you very much. They didn't tell us what players, but we were just happy to turn up and be a part of it. We got there and you went, Taz, this is scary.
It's like a full press conference. And it's not just like fun, quirky, our type of interviewing. This is serious sports journalism.
It is, but also the journos are there. They've done it for 25, 30 years. There's a hierarchy. There's a pecking order.
Yeah.
And then there's Ellie and Taz showing up.
Yep. So we set ourselves a challenge. We had to ask a question each in the press conference. About halfway through this, the audio gets a little muffled because we don't have the right gear. But listen out. You can also hear me whisper to Taz saying, which player is this? So try and tune in closely for that.
I can't believe you didn't know who Bo Fermor was.
Have a listen to see if we completed the challenge.
Okay, so we're in the press pack and all the professional journos have like proper microphones and cameras and stuff.
Yeah, we were hoping to put our phone on like a lectern or something.
But we've got nowhere to put it. So I think we're standing out as being amateurs, Tazzy.
Yeah, that's
expected. I think they've picked us.
I'm so glad we're wearing CFM branding so they know where the amateurs are.
We're not just fangirls. Well, you are.
I did go back to my car to see if I had, like, a tripod or something. But I've got one of those little bendy ones that, like, girls use to film TikToks on.
I think I've got like a $20 Kmart one I can bring. Professionals.
Bar, I think we've been talking about
him. You're nominating Spencer Lenu. Is that the easy task? How's that going?
Oh, it's never an easy task, but I've got 16 other fellas that'll be out there with me to help me out. So.
Oh, Bo, before you go, Bo, does it make it that much sweeter that you'll be rolling out into Suncorp in about a week's time?
Yeah, mate. Have your first game at Suncorp, I think, is something really special.
Can you pinpoint what or who do you think would be the biggest threat in the Blues side?
They've definitely got a few.
All of them?
I think they're all pretty quality players, yeah.
Okay, we're back in the car, so we can stop being professional journos.
A couple of journos hanging out. Everybody was, you know, we were the same as them. Everybody was intimidated, but also we just blended right in, don't
you think?
Oh, everybody was like just one of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our questions were as good. They were, I mean, both of them were at the end, tacked on, and it really felt like, you know, a waste of time. But apart from that...
I love that with both players, we had the last question and then the person was like, all right, that's enough questions.
Yeah,
do you think
enough.
That we ruined it for everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody had their questions. We gave everybody time to shine, like true journo.
I don't think that's what true journos
do.
I think they fight dog and bone for the story.
I didn't see a dog or a bone out there. I just saw Caelan Ponga responding to a pretty mediocre question, but that's okay. And Bo Firmore also going, who's that guy up the very back?
I think up next we're off to Parliament House. Let's do it with the politicians.
Excuse me.
So there you go. Challenge complete. Woo. We both got a question away. Were they the best questions? Probably not.
Oh, mine was decent.
Yeah, same. I thought he'd throw Nathan Cleary under the bus or something, but he didn't.
Ponga just goes, no, they're an orange inside. Everybody's good.
Hey, if you want to see the video of that, it is quite a laugh. Check it out at our socials, 919CFM on Insta and Facebook.
Still nervous hearing it back.
Professional journos. Add it to the resume, Tassie.
Oh, gee, that's another thing. Okay. Investigation, radio CFM. Host.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Nothing funny about this show at the moment. You've made
There's about to be.
Ellie Chaney guarantee. You've said it will get a giggle out of me, this story.
I don't think...
There are videos.
You'll be able to keep a straight face.
There are videos online that are like, they say, laugh and you lose.
Yeah.
And they play a lot of genuinely funny clips.
Yeah.
But your stories are terrible.
Well,
this isn't a story.
This isn't a story. This
you
is
think
a
it's
video.
Get a giggle out of me.
I think it will. I know and I know the things that make you giggle. And I think this is one of them.
If I laugh, does that count as a giggle?
I think if you smile.
Oh, no, you can't. I love listening to you talk about boring stuff. A smile's going to happen. I don't think a giggle. You've said a guarantee a giggle.
Okay, fine. I'll guarantee a giggle.
Sunny Coast, you and I are on a team right now. Let's not giggle at Ellie's story.
If you do, though, feel free to call in and let us know that you giggled. 545-11919.
Okay. We'll have a giggle-o-meter.
It's a really simple one. It's not even a story.
Okay.
A video's gone viral. Yep. An American has discovered an Australian town. He's already smiling.
No giggling,
You're
though.
Already smiling.
No giggling.
He's made a video about the name of the town because he likes it so much.
Okay.
The town is called, it's in South Australia, just north of Adelaide.
Yep.
It's called...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Titty Witty Beach.
Is that a genuine place? It's a genuine... You haven't made that up. Is that in Australia, did you say?
Titty Witty Beach.
Titty Witty Beach.
Yeah. It's got a population of 195 people.
Isn't there a titty witty committee?
No.
Itty bitty titty witty committee?
Yeah, I'm president of that actually, to be honest. Titty witty bitty. And it gets better. There's an Airbnb at Titty Witty Beach.
I am giggling.
It's called the Schmitty at Titty Witty.
Do they serve a schnitty?
Absolutely must.
Oh.
There's no information to say they
serve
a schnitty. The titty-witty
schmitty. The schnitty. Sorry, it's confusing.
Well, someone's written a review of the schmitty at titty-witty.
Yeah.
And the review is, feeling giddy, doing a little ditty, being witty at the schmitty.
Great.
Oh, so this American perfect. Is like, is Australia real?
Yeah, fair. Like, at this point, I don't know, actually.
I know, right? My favourite comment is from an American saying, cool, so in Australia, things are either whimsical or terrifying. Nothing in between.
In Darwin, there's a road. It's a genuine road called Dick Ward Drive. and it goes into Fanny Bay. That's not a joke. That is a genuine place. I used to live there. Google it.
You lived on Fanny Bay?
I lived in Fanny Bay and it's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
You love Fanny Bay?
I do. I'm a big fan.
I love Titty Witty Beach.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You've been talking to me the last couple of days. You're saying there's a big announcement about 3 o'clock Monday.
Yes.
And it's not great. I'm not going to like it.
Correct. Taz, I feel like maybe I've backed us into a bad corner.
Okay. Okay.
I want to cast your mind back to January.
Yep.
You and I were sitting in this studio and behind you is a TV in here. The news is on during our show.
Yes.
And there was this news story.
Mm-hmm.
About a missing hiker. Have a listen.
For 2 weeks, emergency crews have been desperately searching for a missing hiker in the Kosciuszko National Park. Late today, a breakthrough with the 23-year-old medical student found alive.
Remember that story? Hardy Nazari, a hiker. He went for a hike with his friends Boxing Day.
Yeah.
He went missing.
Yeah.
And he survived for 2 weeks in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
All he had was a couple of muesli bars.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, Taz, you and I had a chat. We were like, wonder how long we'd survive if we went in the bush.
Yeah, because we don't have
nothing but a muesli bar.
Yeah, because you and I don't have, like, camping experience.
Yeah, we hate it. Mm-hmm. We hate camping and being in the wild.
Yeah.
He made it 13 days. I may have mentioned that comment and that conversation to the team here at CFM. Last week they came to me. And they said, Ellie, we want to make you do it. We found a location in the middle of the bush.
They're going to drop us in the middle of nowhere.
We want to drop you and make you survive with absolutely nothing. They're going to drop us in the bush.
This has got Big Boss Benny written all over it.
Yeah, there's a whole team of them. Apparently they've been working on it for weeks.
You watch. This will be, let me guess, we're dropped in the bush, but we're also still doing this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Well, they got to make
it's not gonna
money
be a day
somehow.
Off. It's not going to be a day off for us.
Taz, have you, like, so they're going to drop us in for anything between 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And we have to survive.
What are we given? We get given
the muesli bar. Because that's all he had.
Ah, yes.
That's all he had.
World's largest muesli bar. Start Googling.
Right. Taz, we have no survival skills.
No.
We don't even go for walks in the bush.
I've watched Survivor and you're watching Survivor at the moment. That's kind of about it for us.
I've watched a lot of Naked and Afraid,
have
which
you
is
used
another
flint?
Survivalist show. I've not used a flint.
Damn it.
We'll ask if we can take a flint, surely.
Surely.
Give us a flint. They're going to have to give us something because OH&S.
Water?
Water, surely. But also, it's winter. It's going to be winter by the time we do it. It's happening in a few weeks' time.
What have we got a date locked in?
We do, I believe, the 4th of June.
4th of June. That's a Wednesday.
It's going to be winter.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to be in the bush with nothing. So
no, we're not with nothing.
No, don't say, oh, okay.
We've got the sunny coast.
I thought you were going to say, we'll have each other.
No, lame.
Because you and I are not a team.
Yeah,
we're not going to be a team by the end of 24 to 48 hours together, I'll tell you that much. And through the night, like, we're going to have to sleep on snakes.
Okay. One thing at a time.
Okay.
I think we're going to be good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need you to just chill for a second.
Okay.
Just bring it down.
Okay. Yep.
Can I have your muesli bar, please?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-11919 Sunny Coast. Defend the Lamington or attack it. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to attack the Lamington, that's fine because just we're about to.
Call us with the Lamington-related call. Is that really what we're asking the people?
Do you love or hate the Lamington? That's pretty much it. And we'll sort out a prize as well. We've got a caller of the day sitting behind the scenes ready to give out. I have had enough with the Lamington.
Yeah, you've come in guns blazing about the Lamington today.
I'm going to say it's overrated and I don't think anybody likes it.
I
understand that it's Aussie.
Yeah.
And it's iconic.
Yeah.
But we're all pretending to like the Lamington.
I don't agree with you often on this show, Taz. But I agree with you about the Lamington.
Let's go
it
through.
It sucks. There's
Let's go
to
through
it.
What the Lamington is, okay? Strip it right down to its core. It is dry, bland sponge.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Just dry, right? When you bite into it, your mouth is going, my God, give me water.
Yeah.
Give me something. It's then surrounded by something that's even more drying, the coconut. The coconut's the biggest.
Oh, don't get me started on the desiccated coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not adding any moisture to this dessert, so-called dessert. And I'm going to say that chocolate stuff that's on the outside, I've never seen that or tasted that in any other meal ever.
Correct, because it's not quite a chocolate. It's not like the outer of a Magnum.
No, and it's not a mud cake icing.
Yeah, you're that right.
That would be nice. Let's cover some sponge in some proper mud cake icing, no problem. That is weird.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Is it just a cocoa dusting maybe?
It's terrible, whatever it is. It is dry sponge with chocolate something, a mystery chocolate covering that's then sticky enough to let's roll it in some coconut. Let's give up as a species on the Lamington.
As a species?
Yeah.
Let's
banish it.
Whoa. I don't think we need to go that far because I have faith in the people that we could find at least one person out there on the Sunshine Coast who likes a Lamington.
545-11919. I'm happy to be convinced. I would love to hear from you if you love a Lamington. You a Lamington lover.
I had a pink Lamington a couple of weeks ago, actually, at my grandma's nursing home.
See, here we go. On purpose, or was it the last thing left?
No, well, Nan gave it to me and I felt all the good to not eat it.
Okay.
Simon in Golden Beach. Hello. Are you a hashtag Lamington lover?
Yes, I am.
We found one, Taz.
Simon.
Who would have thought?
Who hurt you, Simon?
Sorry, Taz. I'm the older generation, mate, and if it's fresh, it's really nice, but if it's a couple of days old, then they're not so good.
That's freshness is key.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's got to be light and fluffy sponge, and it's got to be a good consistency of chocolate sauce on it. Otherwise, it just goes horrible and very dry.
I'd like the chocolate sauce to taste like chocolate. Because so often those Lamingtons, you're like, this isn't chocolate. What is this?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to if it's made probably or not. You've got to have the right amount of cocoa with the icing sugar and the milk.
What about the ones that have the cream and jam in the middle, Simon? Do you like those?
No, because I find that then they're a bit dry because they're trying to cover up the dryness of the Lamington, unfortunately.
Oh, I love that
So
angle.
By adding more flavour, it tastes worse. That is not the direction I saw this going in the Lamington debate. Huge.
They're trying to cover up the fact that it's dry by putting some cream.
I reckon so.
But plot twist, it tastes drier. That's what Simon's saying.
Well, it tastes worse.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste drier, but yeah.
It can taste worse because then you get the dryness of the sponge to the nice cream in the air.
Erin in Beringa, what are your thoughts on a Lamington?
I totally have to disagree with Taz, sorry.
Here we go. We've got a Lamington lover on the line. That's fine. I'm happy to hear this, Erin. I'm curious. What do you love about the Lamington?
Well, I've had some bad ones, but I've also had some really good ones. And in Beringa here, there is a bakery around the corner from our house that does the best soft, I hate this word, but moist, beautiful fresh sponge and really nice like chocolate icing, coconut. It just like melts in your mouth, like fall apart. Like it is delicious. You cannot beat this Lamington. Maybe I need to bring some to you guys in the studio one day.
Do you have to pair it with anything? Have you got to wash it down with like a
nice like
a... No. No.
Not at all. It just, like, you know when you eat a beef brisket and it just, like, the meat falls apart, it's so soft and delicious. Not that I'm liking a Lamington to a beef brisket, but it is just so soft and fresh. I don't know how they do it, but it is, like, one of our favourites.
I think Erin's hit the nail on the head with the word moist. And as much as we all hate the word, I think it's a necessary addition. A moist Lamington could potentially hit the spot.
Totally. I would love to.
You've got to have a fresh one. I feel like if you have a bad one, then, yeah, it will put you off. So I understand that, Taz. But, yeah, you've got to have a fresh one.
Okay. Erin?
I still think a hot off the press Lamington is still going to be...
Even with a bit of moistness?
I'm going to drop one for the studio. I'm going to drop one for the studio later this week, and I'll say I'll have delivered to Taz.
We'll do a live tasting.
Okay.
You live tasting, and you give your honest feedback on air, please.
Done. Done.
We need to make this interesting. Perfect. We need to add some steaks.
No, it's not, just, a, beef not a brisket. Yeah. Thanks, Erin.
Thank you, Erin. Love
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks, Taz.
All righty. Let's go now to Jason in Mons. Jace, if you're going to a bakery, is the first thing you're ordering a lamington?
Yes, it is. Oh. And when I get home, I cut it in half, put strawberry cream and whipped cream on top.
Yeah, that's an idea. So you're covering
up. You're covering up the lamington with something that tastes good, Jason.
Yeah, that's it.
Could you, devil's advocate, do the same with like a piece of toast?
I like my things nice and sweet.
Jason, some of them come with the cream and jam in the middle. Are you aiming for those ones normally?
No, just the normal ones. Mm-hmm. They're cheaper. And you get home and you just do it yourself.
I'm going to bring you back to a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Okay.
When you made me eat Weet-Bix.
Dry.
A Weet-Bix and a lamington, very similar in my mind. Both dry, both mm-hmm. a bit flavourless.
Yeah, fair.
All right.
Thank you, Jason. You're in the draw as well for the Sadie's Hand Car Wash voucher, my friend. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sadie's Hand Car Wash. Save 25% on your choice of car wash with their new subscription wash club. You can check it out at sadieshandcarwash.com.au.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, for too long, you've been going unchecked, uncontrolled on the internet. Loose. You're able to do whatever you want. And you've got adult money, and you're able to just spend this money willy-nilly across the internet. Finally, someone has stepped in.
What do you mean?
Have you got some fun music to play?
I could find you.
No, actually, you know what? We don't need any. There's no fun. Okay. There's nothing fun about this.
Oh, okay.
Because. Oh, what are you doing? Are you finding something?
I'm getting some just in case. Okay. Just in case it needs some funifying.
I have stepped in to give you an internet audit, Ellie Chaney. Thank you very much.
What do you mean an internet audit?
So you have been going unchecked. You've got TikTok accounts. Snapchat accounts, LinkedIn accounts. You've got a professional.
It's not a plural.
Okay, you've got one TikTok. You've got a TikTok. You've got a Snapchat. You've got a LinkedIn. You've got a professional Facebook page, which apparently is linked to your personal Instagram. So every time you post on Instagram, it also posts to that, by the way.
Don't
so it looks really
off.
Bad.
Okay.
You've also got two separate Instagrams.
I do, yeah.
You've got a website.
I do.
You've got two YouTube channels. As well.
Do I?
You do.
I thought I only had one.
No, you got two YouTube channels.
Uh-oh.
I've got the number of total followers across all your platforms.
Heaps, I'm guessing.
6,603.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's celebrity.
No, sorry, that's territory. How many platforms you've got. Sorry. That's how many accounts you own. Yeah, so you've got a total follower account of just under 7,000 across all your platforms.
Okay.
Most of them are on your Instagram. However, I've got some problems because your second Instagram, let's start there, your Ellie's Accurate Predictions.
Yep, booming.
You make a daily prediction. That's what you've said, isn't it? What's the premise of hang on. What's the premise of the account?
Is that I can see 24 hours into the future, so yep. I will make a prediction about what's going to happen in the next 24 hours.
Daily.
Well, nowhere on there does it say daily.
You said at the start of this you'd be doing daily videos, daily prediction videos, and you then took every Monday off.
Yeah. Yeah, I needed a break.
Have a listen to this little example of...
Hi, guys. Today at midday in the Sunshine Coast region, specifically Maroochydore, the temperature will hit between 25 and 26 degrees. It's the 19th of March. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
Now, that profile was created 64 days ago.
Yeah.
And you were going to promise daily predictions.
Yeah.
You've done 20.
I had long service leave in between, remember?
Okay. Right.
I was working too hard.
Well, long service leave
yeah.
after doing 8 videos.
Yeah, correct.
So you made 20 predictions,
mm-hmm.
4 of which were correct.
No, that's incorrect.
I've gone through all of them.
No way.
I've gone through every single prediction.
Four
is correct. I've gone through and gone back through the comments.
No, definitely
incorrect.
More than 4. I could find you 4 right now, but I won't because I know you've got a million other examples.
You've got way more incorrect and you've missed 42 days worth of predictions.
Long service leave, bud. So that's life comes up.
Also, just have a listen to a little montage I put together of some of your predictions.
Hit me up if I'm wrong. Hit me up if I'm wrong. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
Hit me up if I'm wrong. Hit me up if I'm wrong. Hit me up if I'm wrong. Hit me up if I'm wrong. Also, happy birthday to my brother.
Sorry that I've got a catchphrase.
Those were all taken from videos that ended up being wrong and people did actually hit you up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go across to your Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. Maybe this is where I'm just thinking maybe you need to choose one platform and stick with that. Maybe this is it. So let's have a listen to something that's on your Facebook.
DMs heaps asking me if the perfect after-workout snack is a lettuce leaf or a glass of Pinot. I mean, I guess the real question is it fry-yay or not?
Okay, no,
that's maybe, out of context.
Maybe not your Facebook account.
That's me being an influencer.
Yeah, I know it is, okay. Very obviously.
As a joke.
Okay, well then let's go to your two YouTube accounts.
Okay,
One of them has zero subscribers, one of them has three subscribers.
Hey, look out.
So let's consolidate those, mm-hmm. Focus on the three subscribers account.
Okay.
Let's have a little listen to video number one.
Are you an allied health practice owner looking for a reliable growth partner to more qualified patient inquiries and appointments?
Someone's paid me to do that.
You have too many side
do
hustles.
I have three followers on that. That's great. I wonder who they are. Okay. I only created that account like 2 weeks ago. That's great news.
Yeah, and then hang on. I clicked on this video, but I think your mic technique and your breathing needs a bit of work.
Hi there, my name's Ellie. I am a radio announcer based on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. I've been in the broadcasting industry for over a decade now, and I've been doing voiceover work and voice acting.
All right, okay.
Keep going.
Whatever project you've got, voice work or user generated content, I'll speak to you soon.
My services are open for anyone listening. All right, we've got to get to Under the Pump Kids.
Okay, Under the Pump Kids is up next. Just pick an account and end it, Ellie.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Well, normally it's Ellie and Taz. Today it's Ellie v Taz. Something's changed here at CFM because when you put money into friendship, it just causes a rift.
Yeah, they say never go into business with your friends.
Mm. Money has come between us this afternoon.
It has. Let me set the scene. One of our colleagues came to our desk where we were sitting working diligently.
This happens in every single office. Someone will come round and go, hi, my kids have got to raise money for this. Mm-hmm. Do you want to buy a raffle ticket or whatever?
And my answer is always yes.
Yep.
Because it sucks having to sell those things.
You've also
so
got
I get
so
it.
Much money.
No. Thank
your
you very
cash,
much.
Cash, like hundreds and hundreds of dollar notes.
I do carry cash with me. Oh, God, now I'm going to get mugged. Anyway, not the point. I will always say yes.
It's all right.
To
if they mug you, they actually don't want cash because you can't use it anywhere.
Yeah, true. So our colleague came over and said, hey, you know, would you mind? And I said, sure, no worries. How much is the ticket? She said, $2. Mm-hmm. I said, here you go. I've got a $5 note. I'll scrounge around for a one and I'll take three tickets. Thank you.
Then I said, hang on a second. I've got $5 here. Mm. Let's go halves. We'll get $10 worth of tickets. So look at what we've got here. Five tickets into the Fate raffle. It's drawn in July. First prize, $1,500.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Except the thing is, Taz.
These are our tickets, the show's tickets.
No.
Five show tickets, $5 each was spent. It's even. It's down the middle. Our tickets for the show.
You made me write Ellie and Taz on all five tickets.
Yeah.
And this is what I want to discuss on the show. I don't want to share. I wanted to buy my three tickets and have my three tickets.
You
and if I win the 1500, it's all mine. However, you've said no.
These are all Ellie and Taz tickets. It's a $1,500 prize, a $1,000 prize, $500 prize.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
I want
show
it to myself.
Money.
If we win $1,500, no, I don't want $750.
We win.
No, I want
not
to win.
Not you win. We win. I spent as much money as you.
No, yeah, but I didn't want that to happen. I want to choose. I'll give you the dollar. I'll pay you out your share of the third ticket.
Will you pay me out the rest of the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, she's,
well,
she doesn't
if
have
you
that
win,
much cash.
I mean, I'm backing myself in a corner here because if I buy the three tickets I initially wanted and you then get the remaining two and you win on those, I'm going to be mad.
So there's five tickets all up.
Mm.
Let's say I get two, you get two. We're fighting over the final ticket. Place your bid on the final ticket.
Well, we could maybe share that one, potentially. I would, but then what would we spend $1,500 on together? We don't live together.
We want to buy a show rickshaw by the end of the year. $1,500 would go right towards the show rickshaw.
True.
Just imagine in the wind in your hair as you're trying to lug, you know, a couple of heavy people on the rickshaw down Mooloolaba Beach.
But you know what? $1,500 would also go towards the bills that I've just paid this week for electricity and the vet and whatnot.
Okay, on Instagram I came across something yesterday. Hear me out. Yeah. It's like a roulette game. It's a 1 in 6 chance. Do you want me to explain it now? Do you want to just trust me and we'll play it next?
What, we'll play off for the final ticket?
Play off for the final ticket. 2 for you, 2 for me, and we fight over ticket 0373. Here we go.
We play
off for it next.
Okay, all right, done.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah.
You've tuned in at an interesting time.
Mid-feud. Ellie and Taz is Ellie v. Taz this afternoon. We bought some raffle tickets. It's $1,500 up for grabs for first prize. There's a lady here that works at the CFM building. Her kid's fate is on in a couple of months. This is what the raffle tickets are for. $1,500 prize, $1,000 prize, a $500 prize. We've got tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We can't share them.
No, I don't want to share with you if I win the money. And so I would like to separate our tickets.
Hear me out. Let's play for all 5 tickets.
No!
So someone has, it's an all or nothing game this afternoon.
Wow.
And if you win, so if I give you these tickets and you win, you get to keep all the money. I will not ask you for a cent, but you have to do the opposite if I win.
So I can't have any of your money if you win?
No.
Oof, that's rough. Was my idea to buy the tickets okay, fine.
We came across
5 tickets it is.
We came across an idea that we've seen that we're going to try and use to sort out who wins these tickets. Online, I came across it 3 or 4 days ago. The songs Anxiety by Doechii and also...
Anxiety.
Yep.
That's the one.
And Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier. So Doechii's pretty much used an instrumental version of Somebody I Used to Know. And she's just rapped over the top.
Yep.
They both start exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know which is which. We've got 6 unnamed, unrecognizable buttons for you to press.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Anxiety. The other 5 are Somebody I Used to Know.
Okay.
So Anxiety will mean that you lose and the other person gets the tickets.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be the other way around.
Oh, you want to get Anxiety.
If you get Anxiety, then you're the winner because it's the only one, right?
I just thought it was like Russian roulette, you don't want the bullet.
Okay. All right, sure. So loser gets Doechii.
Loser is Doechii.
Okay, all right.
So we want to hear Gautier. Want to hear Gautier's song. Am I going first? I've got one.
Sure.
I've got to pick 1 to 6.
You know what? I'm confident. You go first.
I'm going 5.
You're going 5?
Yeah.
All right, let's play 5. Oh, God,
I'm nervous.
It's a long intro.
It's got to be Gautier. It has to be Gautier.
So I want it to be Doechii. Okay. Oh, God.
It's coming. It's a 1 in 6 chance at the moment.
Come on, Doechii.
No. Ah! Yes, okay, I survive. All right, number 5's crossed out.
Okay.
You have a 1 in 5 chance now.
Do I go number 1 or is that too obvious? No, I'll go 3. Okay. So, again, I'm now confused again. I want Gautier.
You want to survive.
And you want Doechii.
Yes.
Because then you win the tickets.
Yeah. Sing it. Come on.
Now and then I think I'm together.
Okay, all right. I'm going number 6.
Okay, number 6. So we've knocked out 5. We've knocked out 3. Come on.
I don't mind this as a game, actually. I mean, it's a long intro, but I don't mind it.
So now I want Doechii. I'm really struggling to get my head around it.
Should we play this more often with listeners?
Come on, Doechii. No. Anxiety. Oh.
Yay! Continue. Okay, you've got a 1 in 3 shot now. 1 in 3 is the Doechii.
Number 4 is my lucky number.
Oh.
Let's go number 4. What do I want now? I'm so confused. So I want Gautier.
Yes. If you get Anxiety, you lose.
Okay. Oh, no. It's gonna... Come on, Gautier.
You very much. Can't wait to spend my $1,500 if the raffle tickets come through in mid-July. Thank you very much.
If you win this money, I'm going to be so angry.
This kid's fate. You know what? I might actually go along to the fate just to cheer on the raffle.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Radio is what we do full-time.
Yep.
However, part-time, we have a side hustle.
I don't.
Many a side hustle. No. And that goes by the name of Ellie Chaney Investigations.
Where you we get solve paid mysteries. For it. You get paid for it. I'm for free. I'm an intern, apparently.
Yep, you are an unpaid intern because you're still cutting your teeth in the investigative business.
All right. I learned from the best. Ellie Chaney, yesterday you said there's a film. It's being filmed in Brisbane.
Correct.
They're closing streets off for it.
I somehow found my way onto the set accidentally on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and they went, Margot Robbie, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God, stop it. I don't look like her, do I?
No. Oh. That was a joke.
Anyway, so I came to you on the show and I said, I want to test your skills as an investigator. I'm going to give you this case. I need you to find out which blockbuster, Hollywood blockbuster, is being filmed in Brisbane at the moment.
Easy. I did some snooping around, found the information, boom, case closed.
Well, this was you on yesterday's show very definitively giving me an answer.
I think that the film currently being shot in Brisbane.
Yep.
Is a film called Runner.
Oh, Tassie! Hear the excitement in your mentor, your boss's voice. Yeah, I was like, here we go. He might be ready to be promoted from intern to employee. However, Taz.
Oh, I thought I was going to get promoted.
No, it's time for a performance review. Usually these aren't done in front of thousands of people.
That's all right. It's not. It's a Zow radio show.
How do you think you went in yesterday's case?
Fine. AI even confirms my suspicions.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, my friend, the Courier Mail does not. Because they have released an article today.
Yeah.
Of said film set saying production is currently happening in Brisbane for the movie Godzilla Kong.
Wow.
Supernova.
Oh, that's cool. That's better than Runner, to be fair. It's a better answer, isn't it? Yeah, you'd rather it be a Godzilla.
I don't try and detract from the coolness of the movie. What we're focusing on right now is your incorrect investigation. I think this needs to result in termination.
I don't technically work here.
We don't stand for inaccurate investigations at Ellie Chaney Investigations. We just stand for we solve it or your money back.
And one of us looks remarkably like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I'm 32. How old are you?
33.
33 years old. I'm hopefully about to blow your mind 33 years into life.
I don't know. There's not much that surprises me in this day and age.
Okay, I'm hoping to surprise you. I've come across something that I think at least 50% of the Sunny Coast don't know either. I have found the noise of a certain animal. Okay. And you'll think, hang on a second, what is that? I don't think you'll know what these cries are. Have a listen to this.
Okay. Why didn't that work? Oh, it's not working.
Why is it not working?
It's not working, Taz!
Chaney!
This is going to ruin the whole thing.
It's going to ruin the whole bit.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Are any of these working? No, Cookie Monster sound effect not working. Money, 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 not working. Oh, okay, hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I've got another idea. You talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. It's just me over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sunny Coast.
God, you're supposed to be a professional. All right, I've got it.
Oh, you're supposed to be the professional. I just gave you a bit of sound to play.
Well, it's the system. It's not me. All right, I've got a backup. I've used my technological
Sunny Coast,
prowess.
I am about to blow your mind, whoever's listening still, because they've all just flicked off. Okay. I've got a mystery animal here that's making a lot of sound. You have to tell me what animal this is.
That's very different sounds, Taz.
That's the baby one at the end.
Yeah.
And then apparently the grumble is a mating call.
The mating call.
Mm.
So that's when it's feeling a little bit frisky. It goes.
Yes.
Isn't that what you do?
Okay. That's low-hanging fruit from you. I'll let you off.
All right, what animal is this? I want to lean towards some type of like toad.
A toad? Yeah. A lock-in toad?
I feel like it's got quite a reptilian vibe to
it. It's definitely not a toad.
Isn't
it? Also, a toad isn't a reptile, you idiot.
What is it?
It's an amphibian.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about amphibians.
Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Is this Ethan? Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ethan. Have you heard that animal before?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
A koala.
It is. It's,
a koala.
It's
not a koala.
Yes, it is. It's a koala.
This is a koala.
Yes. Let's go down the line. Thank you, Ethan. Let's go. I think this is Gemma. Hello, Gem. Oh, Gemma's gone. Okay, let's go down the line even further. It's Rodney. Rodney, confirm it, mate. What animal is that?
That's a koala, mate.
How do you, how do you all know this?
I've heard one make that noise. It's horrible. They're menacing.
Did the koala see you coming and go? Because we know what that means, Robbie.
Hey. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And in a couple of short weeks, Tazzy, we are getting dropped in the wilderness with nothing.
Yeah, this time, 2 weeks away. So it's the Wednesday after Origin. We're going to be dropped in the middle of the middle of nowhere. Apparently, we're going to be having the ability to go live on the radio with us. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of tech's going to come with us. And we're going to be able to post on Instagram and get comments and likes and stuff from you there as well. So we're going to be contactable. But that's it. It's just going to be you and me, nothing. And all we've got is a muesli bar.
Yeah. We don't get tents. We don't get bedding. Nah. We don't get anything to make a shelter. Nothing.
We have to survive for 30 hours.
So overnight. In winter, it's going to be freezing. Yeah. So we need all the help we can get. We need to train as much as we can in the next couple of weeks. And we thought we'd go straight to Sunshine Coast Survivor Royalty, Chrissy Zaremba. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello. I don't know if this is going to be good advice or bad advice, guys.
Chrissy, you survived for a huge amount of days in up in Charters Towers filming your season of Survivor. So you've had more experience with this than we have.
Okay. Let's roll with that.
We only need
you guys
to survive.
Have only got you two.
Yes.
We only need to survive a day and a half, Chrissy, and we're a tribe of two. But what's that first day like on Survivor? When you're meeting your tribe, yes, but you need that shelter straight away. That's kind of the situation that we're going to be dropped in. Have you got any advice for us?
So set the scene here. So it's only you two, and you're not going to get voted out. So there's not the pressure to kill everyone and survive on day one.
Correct.
So I'm just thinking we're going to find a tree because you know the fact here. Like we can survive 3 minutes without breathing, so you'll be sweet with that.
Okay.
You can do 3 hours without a shelter, even if it's rain, hail, or shine. So you've got 3 hours to build it before you maybe kind of get sick. Then you've got 3 days without access to water. You can still survive, but you're not going to be that long, so that's fine.
Okay.
So I was thinking, let's just find the biggest palm fronds or the biggest tree you can find, and let's just pray to God for something to cut it down with. Because we got given a machete, and I also got given about 16 grown-ass men, so.
True.
What do you get?
I don't have any of those.
Step up.
What do you get when you're dropped on that island, Chrissy? You dropped in day one. What tools have you got?
Yeah, so they give you a machete and they basically do a crash course, you know, as you're flying in there. So I got told if you rub that bit of wood with that bit, it'll start a fire. That's absolute crap. It took blood, sweat and tears. So are you allowed to take a flip? Are you allowed to take some magnesium or something?
We think that we're going to be given 3 survival items. So we're going to have to get the Sunny Coast to help choose us because I think a flint is non-negotiable. We're going to need a flint. We're not going to be rubbing sticks.
Without heat. That's right. You're not going to be rubbing sticks together because it burns your fingers. By then I'd started sucking up to anyone that looked like they had some kind of potential to go the distance. So I had the men doing their roles and the girls just stayed in their lane, which was kind of sexist at the time. But let's be honest, I was trying to win 500K. So So you've got a muesli bar.
Chrissy, if I look around the beach that I'm going to get dropped on, though, and I'm looking for someone knowledgeable, it's just Ellie.
It's me, baby!
That's not a good sign.
I've watched Survivor.
Oh, you're gonna be scared. I know, you do.
Yeah, I'm currently watching Chrissy's season at the moment, so I have to be really tactful because I don't know who wins it and I don't want her to tell me.
Don't spoil it, Chrissy.
I got to keep trying not to tell her.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just need to be... I'll give you my 3 things because I'm such a princess, which you already probably know, but I just couldn't fathom that you just don't have showers, toilets, anything. So, Elle, you're going to find some sort of water supply because you're going to need to freshen up because it's revolting. I keep thinking you're 30 days, but what are you, 30 hours?
30 yeah. hours. It's going to feel like 30 days, I'm sure.
You're going to be fine. Just fine. What I used to do, like in the fire, I'd get the charcoal and mix it with water and it's really good. You get a tree stick or a bit of a branch and that's good for your teeth so you can brush your teeth.
Oh.
And also, if you scrunch all the leaves together of about three different plants or tree life, you scrunch them all together, roll them up into a bowl, you get a bit of water, they lube up and get you some foam. Most of those plant extracts can get you a bit of a shower action. So that might help.
Okay.
Amazing.
We can study Sunshine Coast, forestry and find out which plants are good for that.
I didn't think that when it was going to be us asking Chrissy for help that she was going to use the words lube up.
I knew you'd hear that. It's such a little dirty thing. I knew you'd hear it. I retracted as quickly as I could.
So, Chrissy, if we've got flint and we're in the middle of nowhere, do you think, and we've got a machete and a flint, hopefully.
Yeah.
Do you think we can make fire?
Yes, babe. We're just doing a little TPL. Grab some dry kindling, anything you can find that's dry. Don't be putting wet leaves and branches. And all you've got to do, what is it? Oxygen, fuel. What are the three things?
I don't know. You're the survivalist.
You're our Gandalf.
I know you need to be able to blow that fuel, heat, fuel and oxygen. Okay. That's it. You guys will be fine.
Well, Chrissy, have you got anybody else more knowledgeable that we could maybe be talking to?
When I get to the final episode of your season and find out who wins, maybe we'll call them.
Okay.
Chrissy.
You'll be calling me, babe.
Oh, Chrissy Zaremba, will you be our survivor Gandalf over the next 2 weeks? Any questions we have, can we call you?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. I don't know if you'll survive, but I'll definitely call you.
Maybe we're going to be Tribe Zaremba. When we're in the middle of nowhere, we have to name our tribe.
We do need a tribe name.
I better get you some bandanas, hey?
Absolutely. We got to look the part.
Okay.
Chrissy, thank you.
I'll drop you some supplies. Love you.
Love you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You said you've got the biggest scoop of the last 24 hours. Drop on our show? Are we dropping a scoop?
No, we're not dropping a scoop, but someone else has already got the scoop. And I'm disappointed, Taz, because you and I, as of today, are proper journalists. We went and interviewed Maroons players this morning, sports journos, whatever. But is that a good enough scoop compared to this? Kidspot is a branch of news.com.au, and they've got an exclusive birth story from Mummy Pig, aka Peppa Pig's mother.
Yes. They've got an exclusive on
this. Exclusive. That's what they've said.
So Peppa has a new sibling.
Yeah, a third baby. And it literally says, the headline, Mummy Pig gives birth to a third baby. She gave Kidspot the exclusive birth story and confirmed how they chose her classic name.
Wow. Okay. I mean, we reached out to Mummy Pig, didn't we? But she didn't get back to us.
Yeah, well, we're obviously not good enough journos.
Not Kidspot.
But they've got quotes from Mummy Pigs. Now that the family settled back in, Mummy Pigs say that they can't wait to see what's in store for them with a new one, new extra little one thrown in the mix.
Surely there's a quote from Peppa.
Not yet, no.
Oh, Peppa refuses to comment.
The quote from Mummy Pig is, "We're getting there, aren't we? It's been a very busy few days, as you can imagine. So much going on, so many visitors, so much to sort out. The whole third child to contend with. Oink," Mummy Pig told Kidspot. Taz, why didn't we get Mummy Pig's exclusive?
We got Kalen Ponga.
Yeah.
He's not quite Mummy Pig level, is he?
No, well, actually, hold on. They've got a Daddy Pig quote as well.
I feel like this should be in TV Week or something, one of those magazines.
I know, news.com.
This is it's a baby. It's a birth story. Have we got a name?
We do, Evie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be making her big screen debut from May 30th. Daddy Pig says, "Birth takes some time to recover from, and we want to make sure Mummy Pig gets as much rest as possible. Oink."
Do the animators know? Are the animators?
Well, I'm more worried about the journo. Where's the journo getting these quotes from? Something fishy about this journalism. I don't want to, I don't want to question sources.
Do we need to drug test the journal?
We might need to.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Today, the Queensland Maroons were doing a bit of a press conference day. We got to chat to two of the players, you and I, yesterday. Chat to Beau Fermor and also Caelan Ponga. We got an invite on an email. Went down there, chatted to a couple of the players, and we realised when we turned up, we are not professional journos.
No, we were humbled pretty quickly. We didn't have the right gear.
Nope.
We didn't know how to be in a press pack. We stood out like a sore thumb, fair to say.
Yeah, we did. And I was talking to our news reader here, Nicola Ryan, and she goes, oh, yeah, when you turn up to those things, you kind of have to be ready because it's like all the top sports journos from across the country. Like it's you and the elite six or seven.
Yeah.
She said, however, Nicola saw our video. She said that she loved it and she said that we actually held our own.
We held our own?
Speaking of, yeah. I got home yesterday and my dad sent me a message. I've got some great news for the Ellie and Taz show.
Yeah.
He's messaged me going, Taz, your questions are included on NRL.com.
Professional journalists.
Luckily, I love my NRL and especially my Maroons.
Yeah.
So we know what to ask, but our questions made it to the videos that you can watch on their website.
Are people using the grabs that we prompted from the players in proper news articles about footy?
They're using our questions as well. If you turn it up, you can hear us.
Stop
ask the questions.
Huge.
It's a big moment for the show. However, I have listened back to the audio that we recorded on our phones compared to the top sports journos of the country. Have you got good and really bad
examples? So this is the proper journos audio.
Have a listen to just the crispness.
Yeah, mate. To have your first game at Suncorp, I think, is something really special. It's it's just worked out really well, hasn't it?
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and have a listen to what we tried to record.
They've
pretty cool
inside.
All of them?
I think they're all pretty cool inside, yeah.
We're an audio company, Taz.
Yeah, to be fair, these studios sound really good.
Yeah.
You know, we normally sound great, but left to our own devices, maybe we aren't great.
I mean, it's literally just...
The first game at Suncorp, I think, is something really special.
I mean... We probably should have quit while we were ahead, to be honest.
Also, I have gone through the NRL.com videos.
Yeah.
Which include our questions.
Yeah.
They include everybody, so that you don't cut anyone out.
They've just filmed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Taz.
It's still good, though.
It's still... Oh, mate, we got the scoop. Yeah. We absolutely got the scoop.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Play Bandle.
And today we've got a prize. Thank you very much. Double passes to Alex by the Sea. Their Saturday lineup looks phenomenal. You'll be going as well. Alex by the Sea at Alex Surf Club, Saturday and Sunday, June 7 and 8. You can see the full lineup at alexsurfclub.com.au. Get your hands around these double passes by working out today's mystery song. We're going back to 2010.
Ooh, and today's easy, apparently, the difficulty level. So... we should be getting this one pretty quickly. Give us a call the second you know it.
Yeah, our number, 545-11919. Layer one usually starts off with just the drums.
Well, today it's drum and bass. Ooh, yeah, they've given us a little hint.
It's been seen 2 billion times on YouTube, so it should be a song that we all know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything from that, though.
Neither.
We're going to need more.
Ooh, Taz!
Yeah?
Layer number two is our favourite instrument. It's the marimba.
Oh, the majimba marimba.
The majimba marimba. Let's have a listen. Got it.
Well, you're not allowed to get it. The Sunny Coast has to get it because we're giving away prizes.
I know.
545-11919. Can you give us a clue? Because I don't know either.
I give you a clue?
Yeah, give us a little clue.
It would have been...
Don't say, it probably came out around 2010. We know that.
It would have been one of this artist's first big songs.
Okay. Let's play the next
layer. They've gone on to win Grammys.
Ooh, okay.
All right, let's go layer number three.
All right.
Does that make it a bit clearer?
Well, the Sunny Coast is calling through. 545-11919. Who's this?
It's Paul from Biwa.
Hey,
hi, Paul from Biwa.
I'm Taz from Maroochydore.
What song do you think that one is today?
I actually think it's the one that Bruno Mars, Amazing Just The Way You Are.
Oh. It's Bruno Mars, Just The Way You Are. When I see your face.
You've done it. Who would have thought Bruno Mars had a marimba on hand for his music? I do. You learn something new every day.
Well done, Paul. Guess what? You got scored a double pass to Alex by the Sea, their Saturday show. It's at Alex Surf Club. It's on both Saturday and Sunday, June 7 and 8. You can see the full lineup, alexsurfclub.com.au. Well done.
Awesome. Sounds amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, have fun, Paul. That'll be a sick day out.
Sick?
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 I don't know why I just went fully fat pizza.
Why'd you do that? CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How much are you spending on groceries per week?
Yeah.
I kind of want both ends of the spectrum here. I want people to call who are super savvy and who are doing a really good job with it and spending, you know, $70 a week for a family of four, if you can do that.
You've set the bar extremely high.
Drop my jaw to the ground.
I'd prefer to hear callers of people that want to have a whinge like me about groceries that are too expensive.
Yeah.
Which items in particular, but also just those totals where you're going, I just can't get it under X amount.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, as we know, it's no news to anyone that costs have skyrocketed over the recent years.
Yeah.
But a Gold Coast TikToker has gone viral with this little video. Have a listen and tell me what you think.
What is the usual amount to spend on groceries each week? My partner and I are 23 years old and we just bought our first home. So we've just done our first grocery shop for our new home. Now, we've been so lucky to live with my parents this whole time. So we've never had to do a proper grocery shop. I know how expensive food is, but I still got shocked when I saw the price of cheese. Groceries came to $214 this week.
So $214 she spent for a week's worth of groceries. I would say that's pretty stock standard for a couple living together.
That's not, and she hasn't obviously been buying the lesser brands or maybe going without things or whatever to reduce the cost. That just seems like she was putting whatever she wanted in the trolley and then paid the end result.
And what went, she used to have with mum and dad's.
Totally. I was normally paying with dad's card.
Yeah, but good on her. She saved up to buy a house at 23. That is huge. So I get that it can be a bit of a shock when you're like, oh my goodness, cheese costs $12 for a block.
She's 10 years in front of me with the house buy.
Yeah, exactly.
545-11919. What's your grocery bill? If you don't mind admitting it, if you're doing an amazing job or you just want to have a whinge, we want to hear from you. Brad, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, man. Brad. Let us into your finances, please. How much are you spending on groceries per week, do you reckon?
Well, first of all, if I can whinge on TikTok about how much the world costs and make money out of it, then I'm in. I'm absolutely in.
Right. If only it were that easy.
I don't know. How pretty are you, Brad? That's a factor.
Obviously not pretty enough. No, look, ours is probably around the $250 mark. It depends who does the shopping, whether it's me or the wife.
Oh, all right. Who's the more expensive shopper?
Oh, she is. If she sees something in a shop and it might be twice the price of what you can buy it for in another shop, she'll just go, I'm here, I'll buy it.
Yes, my partner's the same.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, convenience. But I'm like, bro, I will drive to the other shop to get it $6 cheaper.
Give us an example. What are you driving somewhere to get?
So some
cheese and that sort of cheese is a big one. It's, you know. Mm. We all like a bit of cheese and you can pay a fortune for it at some shops and pay less at others.
Mm. Or things like...
We need a fresh and save here on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, what's a fresh and save?
There's one in Beerware. It's just another brand of supermarket, but it's cheaper.
Oh, I love that. I might be going to Beerware for my grocery shopping. Thanks, Brad. Good insight.
Yeah.
And can't wait for your TikTok channel. Let us know when you've got it up and running. We'll be your first followers. Let's go to the phones. Josh in Caloundra, how much are you spending on groceries each week?
Yeah, we're about 450.
450 for how many people?
It's me and my partner and our two kids. They're three and just about five, two girls.
What's the bulk of that? Is it the meats?
Probably like the fruit and veg. Like, it's all pretty even. Like, we go to a butcher and spend about $100 for the week, and then we'll go to the fruit and veg shop and spend about another $100, and then there's probably another like 250 at Coles.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're doing the smart thing too, shopping around, getting those cheaper prices. It's just
to an extent. I mean, I don't really find the price varies too much where you shop.
Yeah.
It's more just like the quality of meat and the quality of fruit and veg is better, I reckon, if you go to the fresh produce.
And is that providing you with breakfast, lunch and dinner, or are you still eating out on top of that?
No, that's giving us breakfast, lunch and dinner, but like we'll try and go out once a week sort of thing. So, you know, you've got a family of four, you add $100 on top of that again, you're probably looking at $550 really if you include your takeout.
Yeah, right.
Insane.
Crazy.
This is ridiculous.
I know. It's a crime, isn't it, Josh?
Well, I blame Instagram for a bit of this because, you know, everyone's coming out with all this organic stuff and this is bad for you, that's bad for you. So, you know, you try and avoid it and go and eat a bit healthier and it costs you more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know what you mean, Josh.
Yeah, you know what? I hadn't thought about it like that, but I think he's right. Thanks, Joshy.
Thanks, Josh. All right, let's go now to Luke from Maroochydore. Luke, what are your thoughts? How much are you spending on groceries per week?
Yeah, g'day. How you going? With me and my partner are probably spending about $100 a week.
How are you doing that?
There we go.
We go down a lovely fruit shed in Warana, nice and cheap down there.
Yeah, right. And just load up on fruit and veg?
Yeah, just anything that's on sale, fruit and veg, easy.
Okay. We've got a guy in our office who does this. He buys things purely because they're on sale. Like, that's a clever way to do that, or in-season veggies as well.
Luke, have you got a go-to meal where you've worked it out per serving or something? It's only spending a couple of bucks per serving?
No, we don't go that far, but yeah, it's just heaps of fruit and veg and just a couple of grains, rice, beans, easy stuff, all the cheap stuff in the buckets.
Are you veggie or do you eat meat?
My partner is inherently me too.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. $100, that is impressive. Gosh, I wish I could do that. Thank you, Luke. Finally, let's finish things off with Veronica from Caloundra West. Hi, V.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Well, thanks. Our pockets not so much every time we do a grocery shop. How much are you spending?
All right. So there's six of us. So four teenagers and two adults. Uh-oh. $350 to $400
pretty away. For grown people.
For six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's school stuff as well. But, look, I have a day off on a Monday and a Tuesday, and I do a massive eight-hour cook-up every Monday.
8 hours?
Wow.
8 hours. Oh, no, it's like a full day of work. Yeah, do the shopping in the morning straight away, 8:30, done, get home, cook for like 8 hours. But I've got that European in me, so you know what I mean?
So you kind of love it a little bit.
Yeah. But what really, really ticks me off is, like, sometimes the kids will pack, you know, like, leftovers and stuff like that. And if they don't eat it, it really, really bugs me because I'm like, you know, how many kids are starving out there? Like, I spent 8 hours on the Monday cooking, you know, all that comes out.
That is so fair. What are you cooking in the 8 hours? What type of food?
Lots of dishes. So, you know, like I'll make a shepherd's pie or I might do like a curry, a green curry or a butter chicken. Meatloaf, I'll make a meatloaf from scratch.
I know you're cooking for six already, Veronica,
do not ask for Veronica's cooking. I can see where you're going.
I said, surely it's easy to just tack on two extra people.
Taz, you live alone, okay? Your grocery bill is the smallest thing ever. Why are you complaining? You should be cooking for Veronica.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. 2025 is a weird old year and it's a weird old time for business collaborations. Everybody apparently can just work with anyone else. And it's annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't mean like song collabs. You mean just like, Jetstar and Coca-Cola are doing a collaboration.
Yeah, it's weird. I opened my Instagram this afternoon. Selena Gomez has collabed with Oreos.
Oreos do it a lot.
Oreos are doing a Selena Gomez Oreo. It may not come to Australia. It may just be US only. But she's got to pick the flavour. It's a signature chocolate and cinnamon cream cookie. And I've just had enough with everybody working with everybody else. I don't like it.
Why? Just because no one wants to collab with you. Oh, I suppose I technically collab with you on a stupid radio show.
Stupid radio show. So I've Googled some weird collabs that are as ludicrous as Selena Gomez and Oreos.
What flavour did she choose, by the way? Do we know?
I just told you.
Yeah?
The signature chocolate and cinnamon cream cookies.
Oh, that. Okay. I was thinking about your collabs.
You were too busy trying to come up with your next gag at my expense. So KFC has actually worked with Crocs. They released a limited edition Crocs, the shoes, with fried chicken pattern and apparently fried chicken scent.
What? On a Croc?
Yeah.
So your feet smell like fried chicken?
Yep. What about buying some Nike Air Force One sneakers?
Yeah.
But with the colour and branding of Tiffany & Co.
Well, it's quite a nice blue, actually, the Tiffany & Co. blue.
BTS, the band, they've worked with Hyundai to come up with a special BTS Hyundai.
What? Does it have their faces on it or something?
I cannot find a picture of it, but I'm hoping it has something ludicrous.
Legit, or are these April Fool's
pranks?
No, these are
actual ones. VB.
I love me some VB.
And Volley sneakers. So you can actually buy Volley sneakers with VB beer branding.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
What do you mean, though? Like, they've just got pictures of VB.
It's a VB branded shoe. So it's like in the colours and stuff of the VB.
Oh, it's a bogan shoe.
Yeah, it is. Lastly, I don't remember this, but I would maybe get involved. Because part of me is curious with these sort of things. Like, there's two parts of me. I see them and I get frustrated because they make no sense.
Yeah.
At all. There's no reason why Shapes and Peter Alexander should work together. Apparently, you can buy sleepwear featuring Shapes packaging designs on it. I'm out.
Absolutely. If I'm your girlfriend,
chaos.
If your girlfriend's listening right now, that is a great Christmas present for you.
What flavour shapes
barbecue
would you like
shape
on your pyjamas?
Would absolutely be yours. I can see you in them right now.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Okay, I've got an idea for the show and I need to run it by you because you're not going to say yes, I don't think. But maybe you will. Hopefully I've just caught you in a good moment.
Yeah.
And you'll say, yeah, Taz, let's do it. That sounds funny.
You know I live and breathe the Ellie and Taz radio show. There's nothing I wouldn't do
she
for this.
She clocks in at 1
and
she was late today and she clocks out at 5:59.
I clock in at 12 and I was late today. Thank you. Okay. I forgot that I didn't e-scoot to work. Anyway.
I've come across something that we could do for the show. So before the invention and widespread availability of toilet paper...
Oh, I'm not liking where this is going.
Hundreds of years ago, apparently, humans used a variety of alternatives, including corn cobs.
Taz. Sorry. I'm going to actually have to say Taran. I need to full name you.
Will you...
No.
If I got you a corn on the cob...
I'm not wiping my tush with a corn cob. Is that where this is going?
Yeah, I hoped you would for the show since you live and breathe the Ellie and Taz show. I'll do it if you do.
No, you won't.
A different corn cob, though.
Yeah, well, who gets to go first if it's the same?
Yeah, whoever needs to go first.
What do you do with the corn cob when you're done? Because you can't put that in the toilet. Top Dog Plumbing will come for you.
Good call. I hadn't thought about post-wipe.
Oh, hadn't
corn
you?
Cob.
Hadn't
no.
you when you asked me to wipe my butt with a corn
Look,
cob?
If I see it on the internet and it's semi-true, I'll bring it to the show.
So Is it a corn cob after it's been cut? Like, you know, you get the ones from Woolies that are pre-cut.
That are a cylinder.
Yeah, like a nice bite-sized
No, I think it's
thing.
Raw.
It's the long one.
Yeah.
Still in its sheath.
No, they unsheath. So you take the leaves off it.
Yeah.
It's just the corn on the cob.
Oh, has the corn
it's
been
a
eaten?
Rough surface that might be able to get in there.
Oh, see, when you first proposed this, I'm picturing a corn cob that's been, the corn's been chewed off. And so it's the furry loofah side
I
almost.
I mean, okay, which
that
would you prefer?
Better. Absolutely that one.
Oh.
Because the cob, this is our job. I can't believe we're getting paid for this.
It's not really. This is our job adjacent.
If you've got the corn kernels on it, everything will just slip right off. Whereas the furry loofah bit that's been de-kerneled might actually
you know what?
Give you a good old scrub.
I'll de-kernel. Yeah, so you could have the corn.
Sit on the...
Eat the corn and then when the corn's coming out the other end, you hit it with the corn cob again.
And to be fair, corn doesn't disintegrate well in the body.
I know.
So
You'd pretty much just be putting the corn back on the cob.
Yeah.
Ellie and Tad on 91.9 CFM.
What's the weirdest thing you bought off Temu? 545-11919. We'll hit you up with a prize as well. We do have some Sadie's Hand car wash vouchers to give away this afternoon.
Yeah, the reason we ask is because there's a news story out of Alex that's gone viral across the country. A woman has made headlines for being caught riding a motorbike with her dog strapped to her chest.
Yeah, and you'll see vision of it as well, because I think she gets pulled over by the police and they've got like a chest cam.
Yep, yep, you see the body cam footage. They've blurred out what she says, but apparently in the video she says, "Oh, I thought it was okay. I bought this harness from Temu, the dog harness."
She's strapped the small dog to herself.
It's not really a small dog. It's quite a big dog.
I didn't know that. I thought she was kind of just holding him in.
No.
He's standing sort of on her lap, but he also has his hand on the handlebars.
Yeah, it's like a big kind of spoodle type looking dog.
Great.
And the dog's behaving. The dog's calm. The dog doesn't seem to be hating it.
Yeah.
But the police officer very nicely explains and says, we probably can't let you do that.
Probably not. But she did buy the harness off Temu.
She did buy the harness off Temu.
You can buy everything on Temu. 545-11919. I've done a bit of a search myself on Temu to try and find some weird things.
Okay, hit me.
So there's a prank item that you can buy for your bald friends, and it's a comb for hair.
Aww.
But it doesn't have any of the prongs on it. It's just a flat piece. It's just a
like
flat,
a butter knife.
Yeah, it's got like the circle shape in it, so you can still brush your hair. What about it's a perfect couples item. It's a set of two blankets, but they're in the shape of a tortilla. They've got the pattern of a tortilla, so you can actually wrap yourself up like a wrap.
Why are you saying tortilla?
Because I love saying it like that. There's also a puzzle that you can buy, very, very small pieces. There's a million piece jigsaw puzzle. But it looks like
isn't your sister part of the Australian national puzzling team?
Yeah, she is, but I don't think this actually goes together at all, because it's literally just sawdust in a bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic Temu. Give us a call, 545-11919. Weird and wonderful things you found on Temu.
Toilet paper earrings.
As in like made of toilet paper or rolls?
Little tiny rolls of toilet paper that hang on your ears.
Oh, you should get that because you're a piece of...
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, let's go to Natalie from Minyama. Nat, what was it for you?
Well, it wasn't me, but I was at my dad's house the other night and I was given an upside down wine glass where you drink out of the stem with the wine.
What?
me.
Hang on, so it pretty much stores no liquid at all.
Well, you have to put the wine in the stem part, and then you're lifting it and drinking it out of the stem with a straw.
So
a wine glass upside down, if you Google it,
yeah,
and you pour the wine into the stem and then you drink it with a straw out of the stem.
Did that make you feel more or less sophisticated?
Less sophisticated, and it just did not feel right at all. Drinking wine with a straw,
yeah,
not ideal.
It's not ideal.
That's funny. I love that. And only about $5 from Temu.
Oh,
what a
day. Again, sorry.
I don't even know what possesses you to buy it in the first place.
There's a dark rabbit hole you go down when you log on.
I would hope that they wanted to buy proper wine glasses, but these are the ones that turned up and they've gone, this will have to do.
No, I wish I could say that, but I think she was actually looking for something like that.
All right, thanks, Nat.
So good.
We'll go to Rebecca from Rosemount. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
What have you bought off Temu?
Well, I didn't, but my mother did. So my parents were travelling Australia for a few years in the van, and when they came home, they live in a little place that doesn't have a bathtub, and my mum wanted a bath, so she thought she'd buy a bath from Temu. And she did.
How much did the bath cost from Temu?
Oh, it was like $60 or something like that, but you could have used it as a foot spa.
Oh, no. So what?
She actually returned and got a refund, but I don't know why she even thought she'd get a decent bathtub from Temu. But anyway, she tried.
So she was picturing, like, the full ceramic bathtub to put in the...
Well...
Bathroom?
Yeah, it wasn't ceramic. I think it might have been a blow-up one. I don't really know, but she bought a bathtub from Temu and it didn't arrive like she expected. Surprise.
That's what I'm seeing here. Portable, inflatable bathtub for adults, $53.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. So don't buy it because it's a foot bar.
Perfect. Thank you, Beck.
Thanks, Beck. Finally, Veronica from Caloundra West, what treats have you bought off Temu?
Oh, hey, guys. It wasn't me. It was my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. He was going on a cruise and he ended up buying swim shorts. So he got the swim shorts. However, they weren't how they were in the picture. And it ended up being like a Mardi Gras type of butt cheek hanging out swim shorts.
Did he wear them on the cruise?
No.
It's not that type of cruise. Not that type. Okay, let's go back to Natalie. Natalie, guess what? We've got a $59 Sadie's Hand car wash voucher with your name on it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You can save 25% on your choice of car wash with their new subscription, Wash Club. Check it out at sadieshandcarwash.com.au.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Now, Ellie, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Actually, it's going to be a very public secret in a couple of days, and I just wanted you to know first, so that you're not seeing it and come to me and then roasting me on this show for it.
Okay.
I am about to spend $2.50 with Facebook and Instagram.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
To give myself the blue tick.
No! $2.50? Is that what it costs?
100%. So I got a notification this morning. I woke up. The only notification on my phone that happened overnight was from Facebook going, would you like to be verified?
Oh!
And I went, I would actually, yeah. And I checked, and it's usually, it's pretty steep. It's over $30 a month normally.
Yeah.
However, they've said, they've indicated that my profiles are worthy of a verified badge, and therefore for $2.50, I could have a blue tick next to my name.
What
I didn't
want to
do it.
Yes, you did.
And then you see it and go, what the hell is this? This has to be on the show. That would have been on Monday. So I just wanted to clear the air now.
Yep.
Just tell you, I'm getting a bargain.
You are.
I know you hate being vain, but also you love a bargain.
I do love a bargain.
So this is a big conflict of interest for you.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, $2.50 towards big Meta.
Yeah.
They need the money.
They do. That's right. They need all the money they can get. Little family business. Little mum and pop store.
So is this $2.50... for 1 month, or is this an ongoing commitment? Or is it like $2.50 for the first month, then $30 per month after that? It's absolutely that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So don't try.
Hang on. No, but what I'll do is I'll spend the $2.50 for the first month, and then at the end of the first month, we can see, did I get my money's worth out of it?
What do you think? How do you get your money's worth out of a blue tick?
I don't know what it gets me apart from a blue tick next to my name.
Okay.
Maybe if I'd message Dua Lipa, she'll see it now because I know blue ticks get like a special inbox.
Right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shall we set some goals for you? Because we'll reassess it on the 23rd of June.
Well, it means that people now can't create those annoying Facebook accounts copying us. We can't have those fake Ellie and Taz's going around trying to scam listeners.
Has that happened to you before?
It's happened to you, and I'm expecting it to happen to me any day now. Scammers.
Could someone out there please make a scam account of Taz?
I really want to.
He's really sad that no one's
everybody else was scam accounts, and then
spoofed you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I have to think about that word every time.
Please don't do that to me, scammers.
Well, congrats, Taz.
Thank you. So I'll have a blue tick this time tomorrow.
What a treat.
Big dog. Maybe we should add the blue tick to the show name on the billboards and stuff.
Do it. Well, for $2.50.
Ellie and Taz blue tick.
Blue tick approved. Well, half of them are. The other half couldn't afford the $2.50.
No, you're still having to pay full price because Facebook doesn't think you're worthy.
No, mate. No blue tick for me. I don't need it. I'm legit.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I want to take you over to WA Parliament at the moment. Not somewhere we often go on this show.
I don't think we've ever been.
But I promise you it's a fun story.
Wow,
so
it's lovely.
Stick around. An MP named Kyle McGinn has retired from Parliament. Good on you, Kyle. But he's decided for his final sitting in Parliament to go out in style. Have a listen to his...
Was he fired, or is he just leaving?
He's just leaving. Okay. He's just done. Have a listen to his farewell speech, and I'll tell you what he's doing.
There was only one way to do it, and I'm used to getting told off, so we might as well get this over and done with. To the members and the constituents across WA, thank you for two fantastic terms.
He pulls out a beer.
Cheers.
And he does order a shoo-in.
A shoo-in!
He pulls off his fancy sneaker. He's a bit of a like,
yeah,
bogan looking dude, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He pulls off his fancy sneaker, cracks a tinny, pours it in, and does a shoo-in in Parliament.
You were talking about a WA beer that you can't get over here.
Yeah, no, it's not an Emu Export.
Oh, okay.
A Bush Chook. No.
Never heard of that before.
No, that's our version of 4X over there.
But you can't even get it over here.
No, it's very tough to
what
get.
What did he crack?
He cracked a Margaret River Brewing Co. So like an independent brewery down there. But have a listen to the Speaker of the House.
Mm.
She doesn't sound like she'd be very fun at parties.
The Honourable Kyle McGinn will take his seat. Now, the Honourable Member is very well aware that he... ran a very fine line in offending the dignity of the council. So I assume his speech has concluded. Thank you.
What a party pooper.
Wow.
Just let the guy do his shoey.
I assume he knows what he's done and full stop on that one.
Yeah, and how's that? Like, did she used to be a school teacher? Because the...
The Honourable Kyle McGinn will take his seat.
Now. Very school teacher.
She should have done the... That one.
What is
all
it?
Teachers.
Thumbs on floor, knees crossed, shoeies down.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.